You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Ben Davison is doing his isolation period in the hotel room. I imagine like this will be okay for you because you strike me as someone who likes their own company.
Yeah, I am. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you to Eddie, you know, for sorting us out the penthouse and that. So fair play to him. But do you know what? I've got to be honest, I'm very disappointed. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it was a bit of a dig, like if there was something behind it or if I'm looking into it too deep. I'm not quite sure, but I just thought, who would even do that? Like, obviously my food come up and that, and it was a burger and chips, but like no ketchup. It was just like, do you know what I mean? Is it me or is it some kind of a dig? Like,
I wondered where that was going.
I don't know.
Was it good anyway, the burger and chips?
No, I'm messing. What's that?
I said, was it good anyway, the burger and chips?
It was all right. I'm going to change my option for tonight anyway.
So, of course, you got Lee Wood on this Saturday, in potentially fight of the night. It looks like that on paper anyways. Oscar is there, so if you both pass your COVID test, I'm sure you'll be talking about that in the week. Ben, just got you on today for a couple of things. Let's start with, don't know whether you can call it a feud between Deontay Wilder and Mark Breeden. Have you been keeping up with it?
I saw a few bits. I've heard that Deontay Wilder said a few things back and that. I'm not entirely sure of the full details of what he said back, but obviously I saw there was a lot of talk about what Mark Breeden was saying and that. And obviously, as a fighter, I've got the utmost respect for Mark Breeden, but you know, it's just I don't like the way a lot of coaches this tends to happen. You know, this isn't a singling out Mark Breeden or anything like that, because it happens a lot, but it's just I just don't agree with it. You know, to work with somebody close for such a long period of time, whatever happens, you know, relationships, you know, good moments, bad moments and different spells and whatnot, you know, and especially while a fighter's still in their career. But I always like to think that after their career, you can still have that friendship and still have that, you know, look back on those memories and then those be fond memories. So, you know, it's just not the way that I would go about it. But again, I don't know the full situation of what happened between them. So, it's hard for me to for my opinion to count for anything, really.
Yeah, of course, it's hard to comment on the fallout in the relationship because we don't know what's gone on. Only they know and Jay will know, etc. But a comment that had circulated widely and caught people's attention was that Mark said Wilder's done. That was quoted from him. Are you surprised that he said that, Ben, that he's done?
Maybe that's how he feels because of the way that he's handled everything. Maybe that's what he feels. Maybe that was part of the reason that they ended up parting ways. But I don't know, you know, you can't write somebody off. You got to give him a chance. And Deontay Wilder, you know, he's achieved a hell of a lot. Got some fantastic wins. And look where he's come from, you know. He didn't come from huge expectations and he was always going to do this, you know. He achieved things coming from a situation he was put in, obviously, with his daughter and that, and he wanted to achieve something for her and be able to give her the best life possible and that, and you can only respect that. I just hope that he does, you know. I'm not saying that he has, but I hope that he hasn't lost sight of that, and I'm sure that's enough motivation for him to climb back on the horse and carry on achieving things in the sport.
Just out of interest, who would you like to see in box next? Obviously, taking Tyson and Anthony out of the equation.
A Dillian White fight is a great fight, isn't it? You know, that's a good fight. There was a lot of talk about that. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in that. Obviously, Dillian White's got to deal with Povetkin before that. or even whoever wins that fight. It'll still be an interesting one to watch, and still one that while you're watching, you certainly can't blink. So, yeah, there'll still be interest in him. He's just got to get back on the horse and keep focused on the right things, put in the work, be able to be self-aware, know his strengths, know his weaknesses, know what he needs to work on, know where he went wrong, be honest with himself, and I'm sure that he'll come back.
Well, I know he was rumoured to fight Charles Martin, but then it was reports come out that he wanted $10 million for that fight, Deontay.
Really? I heard that they was making the fight. To be honest with you, I thought, silly fight, really, because Anthony Joshua, you know, done a good job on Charles Martin within two rounds. So unless you was going to blow him away, people was going to say, well, that's what Joshua had done all the way back then. So it was a difficult one for him to be, because people was always going to compare, aren't they? There's Hellenius, Kawanaki, Pulev even. There's lots of good options for him.
Okay, moving on from that. Ben, we saw a statement from Daniel Kinahan yesterday on Talk Sport. Just give me your thoughts, firstly, on his statement, please.
Yeah, you know, it's one of them where the people that have something to say are the people that, firstly, don't understand the sport, not involved in the sport. And to be honest with you, the people that are in the sport are just quite sick of keep talking about it. Like, I understand that the writers, the journalists, you know, not much is going on in the world at the moment. And maybe, you know, it's something for them to keep themselves in a job and to keep having something to write about. But at the end of the day, us in the sport, I'm sure you're sick of keep talking about it, but you're not. Like, and I'll tell you why it is. Do you know everybody that's worked with him, seeked his advice, done business with him? It's all going to come out at some point. It's all going to come out in the wash. So everybody might as well just come out, be honest now, and say what a great job he's done for me, for this person, for that person, for this fight. And people, you know, people realise, actually, do you know what? If this guy's doing all of these things, like, where would he even have the time to do all this accusation nonsense? Like, I've spent time with Daniel as a friend. I've spent time with Daniel's work. I've spent time with Daniel with his family. And his sole passion, love, time, he's boxing. Like, and he doesn't advise these boxers, that's my 9 to 5. Sorry, lads, I'm out of office. Like, he's 24/7. Like, it baffles me how he finds the time, because he goes over and above and beyond to do the best for his fighters. And that's why everybody's, you know, so happy with the work that he's done. And that's why boxing's in such a fantastic place. I'll put up, you know, Fury Joshua, Taylor Ramirez, Saunders Canelo, boxing's looking in a strong place. Everybody agreed. There's one thing in common there for those fights getting made. But there's a fight over the seas in the welterweight division that we can't see happen. We're not seeing happen. Other fights that don't get made because every promoter, every manager, they all have respect for the way he does business, because his integrity, his honesty, the way he goes about it, he's fair, and he gets done what other people can't get done. I spoke to you before about, you know, like I said before, it's not like hiding anything, because the truth is the truth. And going back from Tyson's comeback, look at where Tyson's career was to where it's gone now. Of course, Tyson's in there doing a fight, and of course, and there's other areas that have to be taken care of. But the job that's been done for him in terms of his advisory and the deals it has been done, like $100 million deal. Like, how many people do you see get that?
Apart from
exactly, you know, and people at the beginning was that questioning whether he'd even make a comeback. So not only did he get a good deal with BT Sport and managed to agree terms with Frank Warren and BT Sport for his comeback, then I managed to agree terms for a Deontay Wilder fight when the Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua fight couldn't get made for a load of nonsense, which people was going crazy over. All of a sudden, in come Tyson. So not only did he help put that deal together and make that fight happen, then the ESPN deal come about. And I know, again, went above and beyond the expectations on that deal. And everybody all round was happy. And look where it's took Tyson to. It's gone to another level. And all of the fights, you know, I know that he's got fighters that probably, you know, they're lucky to have got world title shots. He's gotten world title shots. He's done phenomenal things for people. And like I say, he goes above and beyond. It's not just business. It's friendship. And like I say, you know, it's not my place to come out and say, this person, that person, you know, they're all going to come out at some point and have their say, because I fully understand people go, oh, Ben's just saying that. But it's going to be a case where everybody's going to have to come out and say, just to clear this all up and get rid of the nonsense, because no one can keep talking about it. You know, look at what the man's been able to do while sort of being kept in the dark because of all of these allegations. Imagine where boxing would be if he was able to just do his work. But all of these people are gonna come out and have to come out, because it's all going to come out in the wash and explain what it's like doing business with him. Because there's a lot of things that have gone on in not just UK, but world boxing. He's had a huge part to play from, you know, grassroots all the way up to the absolute top. And it's just frustrating because everybody's quite sick of talking about it. What he's done for boxing is mind-blowing. He goes above and beyond. Like I said, if people contact him to seek his advice at any time, it's never a case of, like, his phone, it must be. And it's never a case of, oh, get back to you in a week or two. I'm just in the meeting. I'll give you a call when I finish in half an hour. Bang, back on the phone. You know, what is it that you need? Boom, boom, boom. Would you know, and there to give his advice. Like, he just, like, someone like that. And he's like, inboxing, you know. The reality is this. Not this is a bit of an over-exaggeration. Sometimes it's the case, sometimes it's not the case. But the fighter has his own opinions of himself, usually pretty high. The promoter has his own agendas, you know. He's thinking, well, if I could get him for a bit cheaper, then I'm going to earn a little bit more and blah, 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 blah. Someone like Daniel comes in and goes, that's what's fair. And because he's got the respect of both guys, because of the reputation of what he's done in the sport from other people, and the way he becomes so highly recommended, not just from boxers, by the way, not just from boxers, broadcasters, promoters, everybody. You know, it gets deals done that usually you don't see get done, or were seen, you know, hard to get done. Fury Joshua, loads of people were saying, oh, that won't get done. Now it's getting done. But what? People want to complain over that now. It's just the way of the world. But like I say, everybody that, and you'll find it hard to see somebody in boxing at any level that hasn't seeked his advice. You know, they're all going to, I just think that okay, what needs to happen is everybody needs to come out and say, look, what this man's done for boxing is a legitimate businessman. Like, you can't put these hours and do what this man's doing and not be the amount of time that time consuming, you know. And that's what really bothers me, like the amount of time he puts into the sport. And it's not a case of this for him, but he deserves the credit for doing the things that he's done and the huge fights that he's helped make and these kind of things. And it does bother me because he's put so much time and effort, and I can't exaggerate that enough, so much time and effort into his boxers and the people that he advises, and even in other areas, you know, I know people that he's just given life advice to that, you know, in general, not even boxers. And they're like, you know, that advice that man gave me, or he's done things for people, and you know, that's changed my life. And that's not a one-off either. That's a lot of people, So, but in boxing, everybody in boxing knows how important he is to the sport and what he's doing for the sport. So I just think everybody needs to come out. This is how good he is at what he does. Just get it done and forget about it and move on, because, you know, it's just, you can't keep going over and over and over. And it's only holding the sport back by all these accusations and that, and all these, that, like that Panorama thing, like, what was that about? Well, obviously, I've got respect for Baron Grigg and what he's achieved for a fighter, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't, because I have. Like, I'm not. That's what I like to. I like to feel like I'm quite. I'm not one of them outsiders, I think. Like, but I like to say that I have my own opinion. I'm going to give my honest opinion, because if I don't, what does it stand for? Like, I have respect for Baron Grigg and what he's done as a fighter, but Baron Grigg was the guy that they went to say that this man's wrong for boxing, but lots of his fighters have had problems with the way that he's looked after them. I just don't get that. Like, straight away, that was a complete shutdown. Like, it's just a non-starter, isn't it, with that? That just sort of sums that whole thing up. And I even see some of these reporters going, you know, Barry McGuigan should say this, Barry McGuigan should say that. Like, it's just a non-starter. How could you even mention that when, you know, even I think they even said to Barry, you know, do you not feel like people could turn around and say, oh, it's because they're now working with the fighters that you was previously working with? But I don't know.
From what you've said there, Ben, if Daniel Kinahan was not involved in boxing anymore, how much would the sport suffer?
Massively. I can't exaggerate that enough. Not only fights not getting made, but like all the way through to grassroots. He's done so much for the sport, so much for his fighters, so much for so many people. And even at times when, so obviously the ESPN deal with Tyson, obviously Daniel played a huge part in that, made that deal get done. But of course, at the beginning, Tyson had doubts and was thinking, well, what if this, what if that? Like, every year he got covered above and beyond. Every year he got covered to make sure that he was happy. And again, Tyson's expectations of that deal, Daniel went above and beyond. And it's the same across the board for all the fighters. What they expect and he always goes above and beyond for them. And you can't say that about many people in this sport. You can't. You can't say that about many people in the sport. I respect everybody in the sport, but a lot of people do their job and go home, and that's that, you know. So I have the utmost respect when trainers go above and beyond, when managers go above and beyond, when advisors go above and beyond, when promoters go above and beyond, when you guys go above and beyond. Because then you're doing it, you really are. It's your passion. You're doing it for love. You're not doing it for a coin, because otherwise, you know, you don't do those kind of things. And it's just getting very, very silly now. And, you know, all these accusations, not a single conviction, like, just get on with it. I don't know what is trying to be achieved here. Do you know what bothers me is these guys go, we need to protect the sport of boxing. They don't know boxing. They don't know boxing. Clearly, they don't know boxing. Clearly, not a Scooby at all. I haven't got a clue, because you're not trying to protect the sport of boxing. It's a little ego trip for them to keep writing about it and keep themselves in a job. They're not trying to protect the sport of boxing. I don't mind if they keep coming out of what they're coming out of, but don't call it protecting the sport of boxing. That's for sure.
Well, listen, Ben, thanks for your time today. As I said, Oscar, we'll catch up with you about Lee Wood's fight against Rhys Mould this Saturday night, live on Sky Sports and DAZN. We look forward to a new Lee Wood, as you told me a couple of weeks ago. We look forward to that. But listen, enjoy the rest of your time in your room today, and hopefully you get a negative test back tomorrow morning, all right?
Fingers crossed.
Top man, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.